Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Salamandastron by Brian Jakes, narrated by Gordon Hall and others. Why did Martin the Warrior's sword fall from the Abbey roof? Who is the White Badger? And can the good creatures of Salamandastron and Redwall Abbey triumph over the weasel Farrago the Assassin and his corps of vermin?
The Dormouse was a jolly, plump old fellow, clad in a rust-coloured jerkin, his white beard curled and trimmed neatly. An infant mole who could not sleep because of the onset of spring sat beside him on a mossy beech log in the orchard. Together they shared an early breakfast of oatcakes, hot from the kitchens, and two of last autumn's russet apples. Dawn was touching the earth with its rosy paws, promising sunny spring days as a compensation for the long winter Redwall Abbey had endured. Soft white clouds with golden underbellies hung on the still air. Dewdrops glistened on new green grass. Budding narcissus and snowdrop awaited the coming of the sun-warm day. The Dormouse nodded sagely.
"Soon be picking a name day for this good season. Aye, soon."
The small mole chewed slowly at his oatcake, wrinkling a black buttoned snout as he gazed up at the elder.
"You'm said you'm tell oi a story, sir."
The Dormouse polished an apple on his jerkin.
"D'you like my stories, Burrum?"
The little fellow smiled.
"Burr, I certainly do, sir."
His friend settled down comfortably on the grass, propping his back against the log.
"Right then, it's a good long one. We'll have to break off for lunch and tea, supper too, maybe. Ah, well, here goes. Once upon a time."
Colder than the winter wind, howling its dirge through the southwest forest. Colder than the snow, blanketing tree, rock, and earth in its silent shroud. Colder than ice that lay on water and hung in shards from branches and bushes. Colder than these was the smile of Farrago, the assassin. Farrago was still young, but as the seasons passed, his evil and infamy would grow, and every beast would come to fear the name of the blue-eyed weasel. His band searched the wrecked badger's den, scavenging and snarling over winter food and the few pitiful possessions strewn among the debris. Smiling pitilessly, Farrago stepped over the bodies of the slain badger Earthhound and his wife Earthrun, the last two brave creatures to stand against him. Stealth and deceit, reinforced by a crew of backstabbers, were the assassin's trademark. He had tricked the badgers into thinking this would be a peace conference. Fools. Migru the stoat pulled aside a heap of dried moss.
"Chief, look!"
Two badger babes lay huddled together, mewling and shivering as they stuck their heads up, lips pursed in a plea for mother's milk. Migru laughed.
"That one looks like his father. But this other one, Chief, it's white. I thought all badgers had stripes."
Farrago tickled their nose tips with his knife point.
"They're both males. One is a proper badger, the other is an albino. They might not be orphans today if their parents had not resisted me."
Migru watched the point of Farrago's knife.
"What are you going to do with them?"
The assassin shrugged and sheathed his blade.
"Nothing. The winter will take care of Earthhound's whelps."
Fondling the round gold medallion he had taken from the neck of Earthhound, Farrago gave one last glance around.
Now no beast in the southwest is left to oppose me. Come on, my corpse makers.
The weasel swept out into the wintering forest lands with his band, a smile still fixed in his beautiful light blue eyes. Behind him, in the ruins of the den, the two badger babes, one striped, the other pure white, snuggled against the cold body of their mother. They made pitiful little noises, waiting for her to wake and comfort them. Outside, the snowflakes blew gustily between tree and bush, chased by the soughing wind. It was cold, but not as cold as the smile on the face of Farrago, the assassin.